Okay, in this lesson, we're going to demonstrate how to animate your movie clips or your symbols using a motion guide layer. And really, it's called a guide layer, but it adds nice motion to your movie clips without give you nice curved animations. Let me just show you what I'm talking about here. Okay, so let's create a symbol first thing, and we'll just create a rectangle primitive here. Let's make it our develop PHP colors. And now we're going to extend that timeline out to about, I don't know, maybe 160, and press F6, and then move the symbol. Now this can be a movie clip, really nice pulsating orb, or whatever you want to make it. Let's try and grab this thing. Oops. Okay, well, let me grab it. Let's move it across the screen. You can put it anywhere, really. And, actually, let's not go so far with that. And then, once you have it at the spot you want it to land, so that's the starting spot is here, and then the landing spot is here. And to add your motion guide, you simply go to, the layer one, let's just name this our symbol, and then right click right here and add motion guide. And then once we have the motion guide layer, we click up on that layer and let's lock the symbol layer and highlight the first frame of the guide symbol layer, and then grab the pen tool and start on the symbol. And then make a curvy line, curve it around some more, curve it around some more, and some more, way over here, back over here, and then it landed somewhere around there, I think. Okay, so now we have our line in there. Let's go ahead and make sure we have the symbol going to land on the ending point. You could move this line, or you could have drawn it to where the symbol is going to end by making yourself a little visual of where that thing's going to end. But anyways, let's grab this thing and make sure it's on the end. Unlock the layer, grab the symbol, and put it at the tip. So you start at one tip, you end at the other tip, and then you create a motion tween by right-clicking the middle of that layer, the symbol layer, create motion tween. And then you'll see that when you drag your timeline marker, it's animated to that path. Pretty cool. And so what you want to do is publish out now, or give it a better time frame rate, maybe 24. Publish out. You won't see the line, you'll just see your motion. And that's what you're after. You want to guide your movie clip with a motion guide. And you can create any kind of lines you want, and the movie clip will stick to it. Say you wanted the movie clip to stop at the end and not loop through the animation, you just create a new layer here on top of the guide layer. Go to the last keyframe, press F6, press F9, and then type in a stop action. And that's it. Then you publish out, and you'll see it. It'll run its course. And then at the end of the second point where it lands, it'll stop. So if you refresh again, let's see. If I can hit refresh again, show you it one more time. But you'll see this sitting at the page, and you can get to this this tutorial video in its nice big format at developphp.com, and ask questions in our forum like always. We'll see you next lesson.